Okay, so, good morning everyone. Today, Lalita Sundari Mataji asked me to give you a talk today.
Lalita Mataji 邀请了我为大家讲课的今天.
I haven't met you before. I've seen you before, I think. But I haven't met you.
我相信之前都应该见过大家的了，但未正式跟大家有直接的会面的. Lalita Mataji 邀请了我为大家讲关于重唱的.
She told me most of you are chanting.
她告诉我大部分你们都是有重唱念经的.
Okay. So chanting is our most important activity as devotees of Krishna. The most important item of devotional service is chanting.
作为Krishna的奉献者，我们念经、颂唱是这么多种奉爱服务当中最重要的一种。
You see the devotees here do many different activities.
你会见到在庙堂里面的奉献者，他做很多不同的活动。Some
are cooking.
有些会煮饭。
Some are worshipping the deity.
有些就做神像崇拜,
and some are reading the books.
有些会, 阅读圣经,
some are distributing the books.
有些就会, 派发呢, 这些圣典的.
There are many different activities.
你会见到呢, 奉献者有很多不同的奉爱服务.
So Lord Chaitanya was asked by another person, another devotee, he was asked, of all the different types of devotional service, what is the most important?
咁主 Lord Chaitanya 嘅奉献者咧就问主宰坦爷啦，究竟咁多种服务当中咧，边一种系最重要嘅咧
？You know, is it important to go to the holy place？
佢就问咯，究竟咧去一个圣地入面，去圣地紧唔紧要啦，重唔重要啦
？Is it important that we have deities in our home？
喺屋企咧有神像紧唔紧要啦
？Lord Chaitanya said the most important thing is chanting the holy name.
主宰坦爷就说了，最紧要的就是重唱圣名。
So that's what we're going to talk about today. Chanting of the holy name is something which devotees take initiation into.
重唱圣名是我们接受启迪的时候必须要做的一件事来的。
Yeah, when we're initiated, the spiritual master ask you to promise to vow to chant at least 16 rounds every day.
当我们准备接受启迪的时候，你的灵性导师一定会要求你每一天重唱16个圈的。
So, this chanting, this is a type of meditation which we do.
这个重唱其实是一种冥想的方法。
Actually, everything devotee does should be meditation.
其实奉献者做的任何一个奉爱活动都是一种冥想来的。
In the other processes, you know, people have to, they will sit silently and meditate.
在其他瑜伽的体系，有很多修炼者都可能会静坐在一边。
But in bhakti yoga, in Krishna consciousness, we do this mantra meditation by reciting the mantra out loud.
咁喺奉外瑜伽入面啦，我哋做嘅冥想方法咧，就系重唱圣名，系大声咁重唱圣名嘅。
We all have these bags with the beads in them.
你见到咧，好多奉献者都会有一个念珠袋啦。
And we keep them with us. Usually take them everywhere we go.
通常咧，我哋去到边咧，都会带住个念珠袋嘅。
We like to have our beads with us because we never know when we're going to get the chance to do more chanting.
因为我们随时随地一有机会就想拿念珠出来唱的了，重唱的了。
And there's no devotee who doesn't have beads. Every devotee will have beads.
每一个奉献者都一定会有念珠的，没有一个奉献者是会没有念珠的。
Why are the beads important?
为什么念珠这么重要呢？
Anybody know? Why do you think? I mean, why can't we just chant? Is it important to have beats?
點解我哋唔就咁樣仲唱呢? 唔需要念珠㗎? 點解會念珠咁重要? 每一位奉獻者都要念珠呢?
One reason is, well, when you have the beads, you use the beads to count. It's like a measure. You can keep a count of how many times you chant.
因為唸珠其實好像可以計算著你仲唱了多少。Because
chanting is like a medicine.
因為仲唱就好像吃藥一樣。You
have to take a medicine according to the prescribed amount. Don't take too much, too little.
譬如你生病啦，咁你都會咧，醫生寫一張藥方俾你。啊，你咧應該咧係幾時幾刻啦去食藥，食幾多藥，你唔會食得太。
So the teacher gives some prescription, gives some amount of chanting.
咁咧，你嘅靈性導師啦，就會咧俾一個開一個藥方俾你啦。咁就好似開個藥方俾你咁樣，你咧會指導你應該咧係每一日仲唱幾多嘅。
And we use these beads. We use the beads to keep the count, and we also use the beads because it allows us to engage the sense of touch.
另外一樣嘢咧，就係話咧，除咗佢仲可以令到我哋咧，係去有觸覺、有手部觸覺，即係我哋攬摸住個念珠嘅時候咧，係有一個手觸個感覺喺度嘅。Yeah,
we have five senses, and we have to keep the senses engaged.
因為我咧，我哋每一個人咧都有五種感官噶，咁我哋咧係要成日咧都令到我哋五種感官咧係活動嘅、活躍嘅。
In some processes, they want to stop the senses.
嗱喺有一啲嘅修練，即係嘅修行咧，會咧教導你哋咧係去停止依五種感官嘅活動嘅。Yeah,
the famous three monkeys: see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. There's a famous story about three monkeys. You know, one monkey has his eyes, hands over his eyes, see no evil.
有一個故事咧，就講有三隻馬騮嘅，一隻馬騮咧就揞住自己隻眼啦，就話咧見唔到邪惡嘅事啦。And
close the ears, you don't want to hear any bad things.
另外一隻馬騮咧就揞住自己嘅耳仔啦，就佢唔想聽到任何咧邪惡嘅事。And
the third monkey has his hand over his mouth, don't speak because you may speak bad things.
咁另外一隻馬騮咧就揞住自己嘅嘴啦，因為覺得咧都係唔好講嘢啦，一陣間咧講錯嘢得罪人啦。
So you don't want to do anything bad, but they end up doing nothing.
你咧唔想做任何壞嘅事啦，但最終因為佢揞住自己嘅五官，咁所以咧就乜都做唔到啦。And
the mind is still active.
但係咧，佢嘅心意咧係仍然活躍嘅喎。We
have to we still have to conquer over the mind.
我哋仍然咧係要咧克服咧我哋嘅心意㗎。
So just trying to stop the senses, just trying to stop the senses, make the senses inactive is not the highest solution.
我哋咧根本唔可以咧話停止我哋咧嘅我哋停止五官嘅活動啦，嘗試克制我哋嘅心意咧，根本係冇用㗎。Yeah,
when people sit down and do meditation, you know, they're stopping the senses.
當一個人坐在那裡做冥想的練習，他嘗試去停止五官的活動。But
they haven't come to the spiritual platform.
但他們其實沒有去到這個靈性的境界。They're
not doing anything wrong.
他們沒有做錯事。But
they haven't come to the higher platform, the spiritual platform.
但他們是達不到最高的靈性境界。Just
like sometimes in the classroom, when a child is very behaving very badly,
就好似咧打個比喻啦，喺一個班房入面啦，有一個細路仔咧，係嘅行為咧非常之曳嘅，差嘅。Then
the teacher may tell the child, "Go and stand in the corner, face the corner."
咁咧，先生咧就會咧鬧個細路仔啦，我而家罰你咧，企喺個牆角嗰度對住埲牆。So
the child, you know, then the child. You know, he stops all his behavior. He just has to stand in the corner.
咁個細路仔咧就停止佢所有咧嘅行為啦。咁佢就企喺個牆角嗰度望住埲牆啦。He
doesn't do anything.
佢乜都冇做到。But
the other students, they behave good.
咁其他嘅細路仔咧，佢又行為非常之好喎。
So in the same way, in the material world, people become disappointed with the material world, and they want to cut themselves away from the material world.
就咧，好似喺一個物質世界當中啦，有啲人咧，佢係
They feel disappointed with the material world.
佢咧喺呢個物質世界咧，感覺到好失望啦。佢開始咧想停止喺物質世界上面嘅活動。
They may have been hurt with many different relationships with people.
可能佢喺一唔同嘅關係當中啦，被傷害啦。
People may have cheated them and told lies to them.
可能咧佢咧被好多嘅人欺騙啦。
And disappointed them in so many ways.
令到佢哋失望啦，喺好多方面。
So one may think, "Oh, this world is so bad."
咁可能咧，一個人咧就會覺得呢個世界咧實在太差啦，太。
I don't want anything to do with this world.
我唔想再咧喺呢一個世上咧從事任何嘅活動啦。
Everyone is a lie. They tell lies and they cheat and they do so many bad things. They're no good people.
我唔想咧同任何人有任何嘅關係啊，因為呢個世界充滿咧啲欺騙人嘅欺騙人嘅事同埋人。
And they want to go to the mountains or live in a cave and alone in seclusion。
咁咧，佢哋就會想咧係匿埋深山啦，就自己一人獨自生活嘅。
And a lot of people have had that experience.
有好多人咧都有呢個經驗嘅喎。
Because it's true, this material world is not a pleasant place.
咁呢個的而且確係一個事實嘅，呢一個物質世界咧係唔係一個開心嘅地方
？And Krishna says the same in the Bhagavad Gita.
咁 Krishna 喺《博伽梵歌》入面咧都講到啦。
He says this material world is a temporary place of suffering.
呢個物質世界咧係一個唔係永恆嘅地方啦，而且咧係一個咧充滿咧受苦嘅地方。
So that one solution is you go to the mountains, you live in a cave alone.
咁有一個辦法就係咧，你自己一個人啦，住喺咧山洞啊或者深山入面，自己一個人生活。
But it's not everyone who wants to do that。
但係並唔係每一個人都想咁樣做嘅喎。
And we don't know what their destination will be when they give up their body when they leave the world。
而我哋亦都唔知道咧，佢哋最終嘅目標。的地會去到邊嘅？當佢離開咗身體之後咧，我哋冇人知道咧，佢咧會去到邊一個地方。
But in Krishna consciousness, by practicing Krishna consciousness, we're learning how we can live in this world.
但係咧，我哋咧收集 Krishna 知覺咧，我哋係學習咧點樣咧喺一個物質世界入面生存。
We can live in this world and.And at the same time be tolerant about the miseries and suffering.
我哋系学习咧点样喺呢一个世界度生存，同时之间咧亦都系要去忍受咧呢一啲咁嘅点样去忍受呢啲嘅痛苦噶。
And be confident and hope and that we can achieve the supreme destination when we leave this world.
而我哋咧系会有信心地咧知道我哋当我哋离开咗身体，我哋系可以去到一个更高嘅灵性世界。
So this is the purpose of our chanting.
呢个就系咧我哋去念诵嘅原因啦。
This is why we have to do this chanting. We have to do it regularly and very seriously.
呢、这個就係一個原因咧，我哋咧係每一日都會好細心啦，好認真啦，咁去念我哋嘅經嘅。
Now sometimes people think, oh, this is too easy.
可能有啲就會諗啦，真係太容易啦。
You know the mantra is so simple. It's only three words.
另一曼陀羅咧好簡單啦，得個三個字。
And you just sit and hold the beads and you.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
你淨係咧揸住咧你嘅念珠啦，咁啊坐喺度啦，係咁念 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
You think this is what the old people do? This is what my grandmother was doing.
呢啲咧係我媽先會做嘅啫。
I can do this at the end of life.
我可以咧遲啲先做啦，差唔多死嗰陣先做啦。
Why should I do it now when I'm still young? I can still enjoy.
我而家仲後生，我仲可以享受，唔使做住啦。
Well.There is you can try to enjoy the material world.
你可以嘗試去享受呢個物質世界。
But you may get also a lot of trouble.
但你都會咧，同時之間咧，會得到好多嘅麻煩嘅。
And we're not saying that by chanting you're not going to enjoy. If you chant, you can also enjoy.
咁我哋有冇講過咧？你去眾唱嘅時候，你唔可以享受嘅，你可以一路眾唱一路享受嘅。
You can enjoy without the pain which you get from trying to enjoy the material
world. Because
in the nature of the material world is you have to work very hard to get a little enjoyment. You have to work all week to get a day off. And you have to work all year to get that holiday. And what are you working your whole life for? What are we going to gain? I mean, we get some retirement pension? Something to look forward to? But if we chant this Hare Krishna mantra, we can experience some real pleasure from this.
Hare Krishna mantra 的时候, 你会真的感受到一种真正的快乐的。
But of course it's not very easy.
當然不是那麼容易,
it looks easy.
看上去好像很容易,
and to talk about it is easy, but to do it is difficult.
他說也很容易, 但真的做的時候其實是難的。
Lord Chaitanya was asked another time. He was asked, one man came to him and he said, you know, I'm a materialistic person. How can I make spiritual advancement?
有一個人就問主宰坦爺了，他說我是一個非常重的物質主義者，我怎麼可以令自己變得靈性呢？
So Lord Chaitanya told him, you should constantly chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
主宰坦爺就說了，你應該無時無刻從不斷續地去重唱Hare Krishna mantra。And
you should serve the devotees.
你應該為奉獻者去服務。
So the man asked him then, who is a devotee? How can I recognize a devotee?
那個人就問了，誰是奉獻者？我怎可以認得出誰是奉獻者呢？
So Lord Chaitanya told him, anyone who chants the name of Krishna even one time, they are a devotee.
主宰坦爺就說了，只要任何人只是重唱Hare Krishna mantra一次，他已經是一個奉獻者了。So
the man went away.
所以那個男人就走了。
But a year later, he came back again to see Lord Chaitanya.
一年之後，他又回去見主宰坦爺了。
And again he asked him, he said, how can I recognize who is a devotee?
他又再問我，究竟怎麼才知道誰是奉獻者呢？
Lord Chaitanya told him this time, he said, if someone is regularly chanting the name of Krishna, then they are a devotee.
主宰坦爺就說了，一個人如果是有一個習慣的去重唱Hare Krishna mantra，他就是一個奉獻者了，有規律地去重唱的。And
then another year later, again the man came.
再過多一年，這個男人又再來了。And
again he asked, how can I recognize who is the devotee?
究竟誰是奉獻者？怎樣可以才知道誰是奉獻者？
And Lord Chaitanya told him, that person simply by seeing him makes other people chant the holy name of Krishna. He's a devotee.
主宰坦爺這次就回答他了，如果你見到那個人，就令你想重唱Hare Krishna mantra，覺得他就是一個奉獻者了。So
there are different types of devotees.
所以從這裏可以看得出，這裏有三種不同類型的奉獻者。Yeah,
there are different devotees. Some people chant just a little, and others are chanting regularly, and others are making other people chant as well as themselves.
第一種就是一時重唱一時不重唱，或者重唱少少，每一天。第二種就是每一日有規律地重唱某一個圈數的奉獻者。第三種就是你見到他，他是令人會重唱，教導人重唱Hare Krishna mantra。
But it's all about chanting. If you want to be a devotee, you have to chant.
但是留心看看这三种呢都是跟颂唱有关的、哦、所以如果你想成为一个奉献者呢你是必须要颂唱的。
And if you want to make more progress as a devotee, you have to do more chanting.
如果你想有多一点的进步呢那你就要颂唱多一点的。
So we have a little presentation, a PowerPoint presentation to show you.
那我们准备会看一个 PowerPoint。
Yeah.This is all about chanting as well. This is You can see the beads there.
Yes.
You can see.
Yeah,
and Jagannath also, yeah.你们要看英文还是中文？就是这个中文，这个是简体。You have to read， 你需要读，他们看不懂。What's this? Is this English or Chinese? I don't know.哦，这个是中小芳，读一读。Good. Okay, so this is the title, Chang Song.You can see the beads. You know, holding the beads here. Who can read that? We need one person to read. Can you read this? He can read. Can read. Gong Dong Wa, you can. Yeah, read Gong Dong Wa.
Chang Zhong. Chang Zhong is 所有伟大的 Acharya 都推崇的淨化內心的最基本方法。
Yeah, all of the Vaishnava Acharyas, they all teach about the importance of chanting the name of the Lord.
所有咧嘅愛士亞那咧嘅靈性導師咧，都會推崇咧依一種眾唱嘅淨化方法嘅。
Not only the Vaishnava Acharyas, even the demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, they also chant.
就算你是半神人好像主 Shiva, 他施威神他都会颂唱的。
You know Brahma? Brahma has how many heads?
大家知不知道 Brahma 有多少个头啊？
Four heads, yes.
四个。
So with his four heads, they're all chanting Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
那这四个头都在颂唱 Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
And Lord Shiva has how many heads?
那主 Shiva 有多少个头啊？
Five. Mahadevo Panchamukhi. Yeah. There's a form of Lord Shiva, he has five heads.
其中一个形象的 Shiva, Lord Shiva 是有五个头的。
And they're all chanting, Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare.
他们全部在颂唱 Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare.
Yeah, we have a song Brahma Bolo Chaturmukhi, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Mahadevo Panchamukhi, Rama, Rama.Hare Hare. Nice song, huh? The four faces of Brahma are chanting Krishna's name, and the five faces of Shiva are chanting Rama's name.
主 Brahma 呢个四个头呢都喺度颂唱呢 Krishna 名字，而 主 Shiva 呢个五个头呢佢都喺颂唱呢主 Rama 嘅名字嘅。
Okay, that's the first one. The next one, huh? Okay. Do we do?
唱诵 Hare Krishna Mantra， 人人都能得到净化。因此，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 推荐这一唱诵。
Yeah, you can see in the top line, Chaito Darpana Marjanam.
大家睇下第一句嘅梵文啦。
Everyone say that.
Chaito Darpana Marjanam.
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 What is the meaning?
咁究竟點解呢？
Marjanam means to clean.
Marjanam 呢，即係意思係去清洗嘅。
And Darpana means a mirror.
Darpana 呢，即係鏡子。
And Chaito means in the heart.
Chaito 意思就是在心中。
Yeah, yoga and meditation is clean the mind.
瑜伽和冥想就是清洗我们的心意的。
Our mind is like a mirror.
我们的心意就好像一面镜子。
It reflects everything.
它反映所有的东
西。 You know, things happen, we keep them in our mind. When things happen to us, they stay in our mind.
当一些事发生了之后，它会在我们的心意上停留。
You see something or you see someone, you know, it's put there, an impression is there in the mind.
当你见到一个人的时候，其实你对那人有个印象，然后就放在心里面。
Just like the mirror reflects everything in front of it.
就好像一面镜子反映你眼前的东西给你看到的。
So the same way our mindWe'll see so many things and we will keep them there in our mind.
咁好似我哋嘅心意啦，就好似镜子咁啦，我哋见到嘅事物咧会留喺好似个影像啦，个影像留喺我哋嘅心意入面噶。
In English, we say out of sight, out of mind.
咁喺英语入面咧就有讲，我哋眼睛睇唔到嘅事咧，我哋嘅唔会停留喺我哋心，眼不见为干净。
Yeah, if you don't see something, you won't think about it.
如果我哋咧睇唔到一样嘢嘅时候，我哋根本就唔会谂嗰样嘢嘅。
You know, if the man takes his wife shopping or the girlfriend shopping, she'll want to buy so many things.
如果咧一个老公啦，或者一个男朋友啦，带佢女朋友或者老婆咧去行街嘅时候，佢就会咧想买好多嘢噶啦。
But if she just stays at home and doesn't look, you know, then she's not going to spend.
如果佢咧净系留摆佢屋企，咁佢就乜都唔会谂啦。
You don't see anything, you don't think about buying anything.
咁你都睇唔到有啲咩好卖，佢都唔会谂买啲咩。
So, but as soon as the mind sees things, oh, it's there in the mind. I have to have it.
当你嘅心意一见到嘢啦，佢咧就会想拥有佢噶啦。
And that's what advertising is all about, you know.
所以咧，呢啲就系广告嘅作用啦。
You know, people don't need everything they buy.
其实咧，我哋系唔需要咧，我哋买咁多嘢咧，其实我哋系唔系用得着嘅，全部嘢都。
Hong Kong people, of course, they're very famous. They will buy so many things.
系啦，香港人咧，佢哋咧会出晒名噶啦，佢哋会买好多嘢噶。
Everybody in Hong Kong keeps so many clothes, so many shoes, everything. They've got everything.
我哋喺香港人咧，个咧都会有好多鞋啦，好多衫啦。
Much more than they need.
其实系多过咧佢需要噶。
So we have to clean the mind.
所以我们要清洗我们的心意了。
Yeah, just like a mirror. If you know a mirror, if you're in a city like Beijing, somewhere where you know Beijing, there's a lot of dust.
好似系北京咁啦，啲大城市啦，通常都好多层嘅、哦。
So you know the glass, the mirrors, everything will get covered in dust, so much dust.
咁你会见到咧，商场嗰啲玻璃啊，或者屋嗰啲玻璃咧，都系充满尘嘅。
And the same way, our mind also becomes covered with so much dust.
就好似我哋嘅心咁啦，亦都系咧，俾一啲尘埃咧遮盖住嘅。
And we want to clean away all this dust.
我哋就系想咧清洗咧呢啲咁嘅尘埃。
Because you know, so long as a mirror and everything's all covered in dust, you know, then you can't. It's not nice. It's not clean.
就好似一塊鏡咁啦，或者玻璃咁啦。如果佢咧係俾塵埃咧係遮蓋住嘅，你睇落去都係唔乾淨啦，又唔好睇啦，又睇唔到入面啲嘢啦。
You know, we like clean things, right? Hong Kong people like things nice and clean and shiny.
香港人咧都係中意咧乾淨啦、閃亮嘅嘢嘅。
But what is our heart?
我哋有冇谂过我哋嘅心咧
？Is the heart nice and clean？
我哋嘅心系咪干唔干净咧
？Or is the heart all covered with dust？
定还是我哋嘅心咧系充满尘埃咧
？So this chanting, this is a process to clean the mind。
呢一个咧系一个净化嘅过程啦，仲唱曼陀罗。
When the mind is clean, then the mind is peaceful。
当我哋心意得到净化咧，人咧就会感觉咧系和平噶啦。
Just like if you go to the beach and you see the waters all covered with all kinds of, you know, all dirty things, oil and all garbage floating, are you going to go and swim there？
好似咧，我哋喺海滩度，如果见到嗰个啲海水咧系有啲油渍啊，又充满晒垃圾啊，我哋会唔会喺嗰度游水咧
？You know, you say I'm not going to go in that water。
我哋都会话我哋唔根本唔会落水啊。
Yeah, and but the same way, you know, our mind is so dirty, so polluted.
其实咧，我哋嘅心意咧都一样咁污糟，咁污染，受污染。
So we have to clean the mind.
我哋咧系要清洗我哋嘅心意嘅。
So this is a process. This chanting, this is a process to clean the mind.
咁咧，我哋咧仲唱曼陀罗咧就系净化嘅过程啦。
What does it say?
唱诵 Krishna 的名字，释净内心的镜啊。
Chant Krishna's name.
那个 lion
covered the world. What's my line doing? Okay. Anyway.Here's the second part of that first. We did Cheto Darpana Marjanam. This is the second line in the Shikshastikam, in the same verse, in the first verse.
呢一句咧，亦都系喺《八梵规》入面嘅第八梵规嘅第二段枝节入面嘅。
Yeah, Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam.
Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam.
Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam.
Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam.
So this Maha means something very great, just like we say Maha Mantra. So Maha is very great.
Maha 呢意思真係好偉大咁解。
But Davagni means a great fire, a forest fire.
Davagni 呢意思係一個好大嘅烈火。
And Bhava means the miseries of the material world.
Bhava 呢意思即係物質世界嘅 miseries
of the material world.
嘅痛苦，物質世界嘅痛苦。
So the material world is compared to a blazing fire.
咁呢一个物质世界咧，就系以一个烈火咧作比喻噶。
If you are in a fire, is it? That's not very happy. Not a very comfortable place.
咁好似咧喺一件烈火当中啦，系一个非常之唔舒服嘅地方嚟噶。
How does the fire take place?
咁点解会烈火点解会发生咧？
In a forest.Sometimes the fire will take place just because of friction between two pieces of wood. Two pieces of wood rub together.
咁好似喺大树林入面啦，火灾发生嘅原因咧，就系有好多时系因为两块木咧系摩擦到嘅。
And when the two pieces of wood rub together, it makes a spark.And the fire will begin, and the whole forest will catch fire.
咁两条木嘅摩擦咧，形成咗火花咧，就系咁样咧，就成个火林，成个树林咧，都变咗火林啦。
So the material world is like that.
物质世界咧就好似呢个火林咁样。
There's a lot of pain and suffering in this material world.
因为物质世界咧系充满痛苦噶，同埋痛苦噶。
how did the fire take place? Nobody caused it. In the same way, nobody's really responsible for all of our trouble.
其實沒人是有一個直接的關係的對我們所受的苦。
It's the nature of this world.
這個是個自然來的。
You know, we can't blame, oh, that person needed this to me, it's his fault.
你不可以賴這個啦，賴那個啦。
Or it's her fault, she was like that.
或者是她的錯誤啦。
You know, everyone feels so many troubles and often we, you know, we will blame other people.
我哋咧通常都系咧受咗苦之后，第一个反应咧就系赖人哋噶啦。
But actually, the fault is we're in this material world.
但其实最大嘅错误就系咧，我哋生存咗喺呢个物质世界入面。
Everyone is suffering.
每一个人其实都系受紧苦噶。
Of course, some suffer more than others.
咁当然咧，有啲人咧系受嘅苦咧系要更加大啦。
But everyone is suffering.
但是呢每个人呢其实都是受紧苦的。
Old age, disease, and death for everyone.
年老啊死亡啊疾病啊。
Who can say they're
free? 哪一个有能够说自己呢是完全不受痛苦的。
So, Nirvapanam, the fire of, the blazing fire of material existence will be put out.
Nirvapanam 意思就是说在这个物质世界的红红烈火是会被消灭的。
When we do the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra puts out that fire of the material existence.
当我们开始重唱这个曼陀罗的时候，我们在物质世界这个红红烈火，在物质世界上面的红红烈火就会被熄灭。
Right.Who remembers, what are the, who knows the four reasons why people come to Krishna consciousness? Do you remember that? Have you studied that in Bhagavad Gita?
大家有没有看过或者记不记得呢是什么人呢会呢开始呢有兴趣收集 Krishna 知觉的呢
yeah, Krishna says there are four different kinds of people come to Krishna.
Krishna 呢讲过呢这里我们有四种的人呢是会来到呢收集Krishna 知觉的。
One comes in,Yeah, curious.
其中一种就是好奇心。
One comes in distress.
痛苦。
The other, some more reasons why people would come to Krishna consciousness. Some come in distress, some come curious.
追求物质。
Yes, some people want knowledge. Yeah, you're all coming for knowledge, right? And one more? Yeah, they want some material benefit. So these four reasons why people come to Krishna consciousness.
呢个四呢个就四个原因啦。点解咧？人咧会嚟到系追求呢一个Krishna 知觉嘅。
But Prabhupada.My teacher, when he came in the West, you see Prabhupada's picture there. Prabhupada said, we all came, he told us in the West anyway, he said, we all came in distress.
咁呢Srila Prabhupada 来到西方传教的时候呢他就说啦我们呢全部来到 Krishna 知觉呢是因为我们呢是受苦的觉得很大痛苦的。
And we cannot argue.Yeah, we came in distress.
我哋根本就冇得拗噶，因为冇错，其实我都不得不承认咧，我系因为咧，痛苦啦，而开始想收集 Krishna 之觉。
But by chanting Hare Krishna mantra puts out the fire of the material existence.
但系当你咧仲唱咧，Hare Krishna 曼陀罗嘅时候咧，我哋咧就会慢慢咧去熄灭到咧喺呢一个物质世界上面嘅烈火啦。
When we're suffering, we feel like we're really suffering, really in pain, then we have to chant.
当我哋咧真系觉得咧好痛苦啦，喺一个世界上面咧系觉得自己受紧苦嘅时候咧，我哋就要开始重唱。
Chanting is like you know a rain cloud coming and pouring water on the fire。
咁咧，我哋重唱咧就好似咧一嚿雨云啦嚟到咧系落雨啦嚟熄灭咧一个红红烈火嘅。
Okay. Let's see. What's the next one? Oh.
在这个年代唱诵 Hare Krishna Mantra 是唯一方法，藉此就能熄净心意中的罪恶， 当彻底清除掉心意中所有的罪恶反应后，便能明白人体生命的职责。
Okay, so this is quoted from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto.
咁呢一个诗节咧，就系咧喺圣典博加亚谈第七章入面抽取出嚟嘅，第七篇入面抽取出嚟。
That means it from the story of Prahlad Maharaj.
呢个咧系从咧 Prahlad Maharaj 嘅古仔当中咧抽取出嚟嘅。
It's saying in this age, chanting Hare Krishna mantra is the only way. To control the mind, Yeah, to get rid of all the reactions from our material activities.
咁於是就講到喺呢件年代咧，係唯唱眾咧 Hare Krishna 曼陀羅係唯一嘅方法，清洗心目中嘅罪、心中嘅罪惡啦，同埋咧徹底清。除掉心意中所有嘅罪恶反应。
Why do we suffer in the material world?
点解我哋会喺呢一个物质世界上面受苦咧
？Their reactions for things we have done in the past
就系因为呢个业报嘅反应啦。
One man came to Prabhupada. He had a child who was born with a mentally retarded.
有一個人啦，佢就走嚟咧，同Srila Prabhupada講啦，問Srila Prabhupada一啲嘢嘅，因為佢個仔咧係有殘障嘅，有智障嘅。
So the man came to Prabhupada and he asked him, "Why was my son? Why I have a son like this?"
點解我有個仔生出嚟係咁噶？佢問Srila Prabhupada。
Prabhupada told him, he said, "In your last life, your son was a friend, and you."Had taken money from him.
咁Prabhupada 就話啦，你依個仔前一世咧係你嘅朋友嚟嘅，而你攞咗佢啲錢。
You took money from him. You didn't pay him back.
你攞咗佢啲錢，你有冇俾？有冇還錢喎？
And he was very upset for his whole life that you never paid him back all the money you borrowed.
咁咧，佢成世人咧都好唔開心啊，一日成日都諗住咧你係爭佢錢嘅。
So when he died, he was still thinking about you.
当佢死嗰刻咧，佢仲谂紧你啊。
And he wanted to give you pain and get revenge on you.
佢咧就想向你报复啊，仲谂住你冇俾钱俾佢啊。
So he's come as your son in this way.
所以咧，佢就变咗你个仔啦，今世。
Bad things do not happen to us by chance.
你要记住咧，唔好嘅嘢咧，唔系偶然噶。
They're the results of some bad things we must have done.
一定系我哋做咗啲唔好嘅嘢，而我哋要承受翻呢个结果咯。
But we've all done bad things, all of us.
我哋每个人都一定做过唔好嘅嘢。
Who can say we don't have any karma?
边个人能够讲自己咧系冇任何嘅业报咧
？You may say, "Oh no, I'm a good person. I never do anybody any harm."
我从来都系一个好人嚟噶，我冇做过伤天害理嘅事。
But we all.Do things, we do things, we all do bad things which give pain to others.
但我哋一定系有做过一啲嘢咧，令到别人痛苦噶。
If you eat meat, you give a lot of pain to animals.
好似如果你食肉啦，你就令到咧好多动物受苦咯。
Every time you walk, we walk on many different insects or creatures.
我哋行嘅时候，其实都踩死好多嘅昆虫噶。
You do some business, you make money out of people, you make profit from them.
我哋做生意嘅时候咧，我哋咧系赚取咧别人嘅利润啦。
There's karma involved.
咁呢度已经系业报喺度噶啦。
You take birth in a family, and your family may be rich, but maybe that money which they're rich, they got a lot of karma from that money.
我哋咧可能咧会生长喺一个好有钱嘅家庭当中，但系咧可能呢个家庭咧佢赚取嘅钱咧入面有好多业报成分喺入面噶。
It's not just only being rich, but did we get that money honestly?
有冇諗過，當然我哋有錢，但有冇諗過我哋係冇誠懇咁攞嗰啲錢翻嚟嘅咧
？Because if we didn't get it honestly, then there's a lot of karma involved.
如果我哋咧係唔係好誠懇咁攞嗰啲錢翻嚟嘅，我入面係有好多業報噶。
And that karma brings a lot of pain and suffering.
而嗰啲業報咧係帶嚟好多痛苦噶。
But this chanting will help us to get rid of all of the karma.
但是呢重唱可以令到我們呢是清洗心中的業報的。
Chanting changes all of our past.
那我們重唱曼陀羅的時候就會改變我們的過去了。
Yeah, you know, sometimes people like to go to see astrologers to find out about their future.
好似好多人咧，好中意咧，去揾啲星相家啦，去睇下咧，之下我哋將會發生啲咩事。
Or they will go to show their hand to people to read the lines on their hand。
係會俾人睇下相啦，睇下會發生啲咩事啦。
They want to know。
佢好好想知道我將來會發生啲咩事。
Am I going to be rich? Am I going to be famous?
我會唔會變得好出名咧
？Yeah.So the devotees one time, they went to see there was a famous astrologer. He, you know, they said, this man, he's very famous. He's a very good astrologer. He can tell you your future.
有些人呢會去找一個最出名的星相家，那就說了，這個星相家呢好告訴你，你將來呢有些什麼呢會做些什麼
的。Some devotees, they went to see him.
咁有啲奉獻者咧就走咗去睇佢啦。
But when the man heard they were devotees of Krishna, he said no, I can't tell your future.
咁咧，當呢個星相家知道咧佢係咧 Krishna 奉獻者之後咧，咁星相家就話啦：啊，我都話唔到俾你聽，你將來做啲咩啦
？He said because you're doing service for Krishna. He said all of your karma, all of the future, all the past, it doesn't mean anything anymore.
如果你是 Krishna 奉獻者呢你的過去啦你的未來啦都唔係都冇乜關係啦已經。
As soon as you go in the temple room and stand in front of the altar and clap your hands and chant Hare Krishna, all the lines in your hand change.
佢就話啦你淨係行去呢神像面前啦拍手重唱呢 Hare Krishna 呢你啲掌紋都唔同曬啦已經。
But if you don't chant Hare Krishna,
但如果你唔中唱 Hare Krishna 曼陀羅咧
，Just like one man came to see Prabhupada and he was asking Prabhupada, he said, "Can you tell me what's in my hand?"
咁有個男人就走去同 Prabhupada 講過，你可唔可以話俾我聽咧？你睇下我隻手啦，我會將會發生啲咩事啊
？So this man was not a devotee.
咁呢個男人咧唔係一個奉獻者嚟嘅。
So Prabhupada looked at his hand and said, "Oh, very bad."
咁 Prabhupada 就望住隻掌咧，就話啊，好差啊！
Old age, disease, and death.
佢話咧生老病死啊。
Said you better become devotee quick.
你最好咧快啲成為奉獻者啦。
So this is the power of chanting.
咁呢個就係咧重唱嘅力量啦。
Okay. Yes.每天要
因此每天要念诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 至少16圈这是每一位认真奉献者绝对必须要做到的
OK, so the importance of chanting 16 rounds
所以呢现在这一段呢就讲到了重唱呢曼陀罗呢最少16个圈的重要性。
One person said to me one time, he said, why 16 rounds? Why can't we just chant 4 rounds?
咁有个人呢就问我啦点解要16圈啫点解唔四个圈
?And he even told me, he said, when I chant 4 rounds, I can chant good rounds, but if I have to chant 16, it's too much.
佢咧仲竟然話咧，我穿四個圈咧，我就穿得好好啦。但係穿16圈咧太多啦。
Yeah, and 16 rounds takes so long.
16个圈咧要好耐㗎。
How long should it take?
究竟要幾耐咧？16个圈。
How long would it take to chant 16 rounds? Do you think? 3 hours. Take you 3 hours. How long it take? Anybody else chant 16 rounds? Two hours, okay, yeah, 2 hours, yeah. Yeah, it should take about two hours. Some people chant slow, some...
大概兩個鐘啦，咁有啲人呢就可能會仲唱得慢啲嘅。
So 2 hours out of 24 is not a lot.
一日有24小时，你只是拿两个钟头来重唱，一点都不多的。
You know, people say, I don't have time to chant, I'm so busy.
很多人就说我很忙啊，完全没有时间去做啊。
But we always have time to do other things.
为什么我们会常常有时间做其他事呢？
You know, when it comes to eating and sleeping and reading the newspapers and everything else.
看报纸啊，吃东西啊，睡觉啊。
We'll spend ages checking our email, going online and everything.
Check email啊。上网啊。
You know, but to chant Hare Krishna, you know, this, oh, that's too much.
但仲唱 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗呢，两个钟就太多了。
But this is, you know, it's really, really important. This is the minimum. 16 is the minimum round.
16个圈呢，正是最少16个圈。
There are many devotees chant 64 rounds every day.
很多奉献者呢，每日呢，是仲唱64个圈的。
Haridas Thakur used to chant 192 rounds every day.
咁咧 ，Haridas Thakur 咧，每一日咧系仲唱192个圈嘅。
And he did this for many years.
佢做咗好多好多年噶啦。
Yeah. So you know, in Prabhupada's time, his spiritual master requested his disciples to chant 64 rounds.
在 Prabhupada 的时代呢，他的灵性导师呢，要求呢，他的门徒呢，还唱64个圈。
And if you go in Vrindavan, many holy places, you'll find there's still many devotees who do 64 rounds every day.
去到温达文的时候呢，你会见到呢，还有很多的奉献者呢，是每一日还唱64个圈的。
But you have to cut down on your talking and everything else. You know.
但你咧就要咧舍弃咗你倾偈啊，因为佢啊嘅习惯啦。
Yeah, because it takes time. It's going to take you about 8 hours to chant 64 rounds.
因为咧你要用八个钟头咧去仲唱64个圈嘅。
But every day there's 24 hours.
但你要记住每日系有24个钟嘅。
Where does the time go?
咁嗰啲其实啲时间去咗边咧？用咗喺边咧？
Yeah, that we have to learn how to make good use of our time.
所以呢，我哋咧要好好咁编排好我哋每一日嘅时间啦。
There's a saying in Chinese that you know, time moves like the arrow.
咁咧喺中国人有句讲啦，光阴似箭。
And another saying about time that you can buy an inch of gold, but you cannot buy an inch of time.
一寸光阴一寸金。
Yeah, yeah.So time is a very valuable thing.
咁时间咧系一个好宝贵，系好宝贵嘅。
We should make good use of it.
所以我哋要好好咁利用我哋嘅时间。
You know, if you work for a big corporation like you know IBM or Bill Gates, Microsoft or something, you know they spend a lot, they put a lot of emphasis on time.
我哋好似为一啲大公司做嘢，好似 Bill Gates、IBM 啊呢啲大公司咧，佢会成日咧都会提你哋咧喺时间入面咧系好宝贵嘅。
Yeah, they expect you, you know, to use every moment to do a lot of to do good.
佢咧系期望你咧喺每一分每一秒咧都做到最好。
So, devotee also, we should be conscious of time.
所以咧，我哋身为奉献者，我哋都要对时间咧非常之有知觉噶。
Because our time is limited in this body.
我哋嘅时间咧系有限噶。
We don't know how much time we will have. We have to make good use of.
我唔知道我哋咧有几多时间，一生入面有几多时间，所以我哋一定要好好咁利用咧我哋有限嘅时间。
There was a great king who was fighting in the heavenly planets. He went to the heavenly planets to fight for the demigods.
从前咧有一个好伟大嘅君王啦，佢去到咧天堂星球入面咧，系为半神人咧去打仗嘅。
The demigods were very pleased with him.
咁咧半神人咧非常之喜爱佢嘅。
They gave him they sent him ask for a benediction. What can we give you?
咁咧就话啦，你想要啲乜嘢啊？你为我哋打仗，你想得到啲乜嘢？
So he said, just tell me how much time I have left in this world.
咁咧呢位君王就话啦，你就话俾我听咧，我仲有几多时间咧喺呢个物质世界上面生存咧？
Would you like to know also? Wouldn't you like to know how much time we have left?
大家想唔想知道咧？你仲有几多时间咧喺个物质世界
？Yeah, then you can make good use. You can prepare. You see.
咁你就要好好咁样利用你呢啲时间啦。
But they told him you have only one moment.
咁咧，佢呢班人就同我哋讲啦：，你净系得一刻嘅时间。
You know, if we were told that, would you panic?
你会唔会好惊咧？如果当你一听到得分一刻嘅时间，啊，得分一刻啊，点算啊
？What should I do？
我应该做啲咩咧
？So he said he heard it only one moment. He immediately came down from heaven to this planet.
佢聽到自己得翻一刻嘅時間，佢即刻咧由天堂星球咧嚟翻咧依一個地球嘅。
Because in the higher planets, there's too many distractions.
因為咧喺依一個天堂星球咧，實在太多吸引佢嘅事啦。
This is the best place to concentrate the mind.
依一個地球咧就係咧一個最好嘅地方咧，去到令到佢嘅集中心意嘅。
So he came to this planet, fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, and gave up his body and went back to Godhead.
咁咧，佢就嚟翻呢一個地球啦，然之後咧就係將個心意咧擺曬喺咧主 Krishna 身上。咁當佢離開咗身體之後咧，佢就翻返 Krishna 身邊啦。
So this is making good use of time。
咁呢個咧就係咧我哋好好利用時間嘅一個例子。
Maharaj Parikshit had only 7 days to live. He simply heard Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days.
Maharaj Parikshit 咧，佢咧得翻七日嘅壽命啦，佢咧就要離開身體啦。咁佢就利用呢七日咧去聆聽咧聖典博加亞談嘅。
He didn't eat and he didn't sleep.
佢冇瞓啦，冇食嘢。
He just heard about Krishna for 7 days.
佢淨係咧聆聽關 Krishna 嘅事。
And then after 7 days, he gave up his body.
咁七日之後咧，佢就離開咗身體啦。
What's this?
真誠而又每天規律地唱誦宣數，且免於冒犯的奉獻者，將在 Krishna 之國中取得飛出進步。
So we have to chant every day. You know, in Krishna consciousness, there's no days off.
喺 Let Krishna 之教入面咧，系冇得放假嘅。
You get a day off from the job。
你可以咧，喺你嘅工作當中有一天嘅放假。
But in Krishna consciousness, you have to chant every day。
喺 Krishna 之教入面咧，你每一日都要重唱。
Then the chanting starts to take effect。
咁咧，你先至會喺咧重唱入面咧，係得到進步嘅喎。
You know, if you chant one, 得到效果嘅。You chant one day, don't chant another day. You know, like that. You know, then it's like taking medicine one day, don't take it another day. You know, then it won't take effect.
你一日重唱，一日唔重唱，就好似食藥咁啦。你一日食藥，一日唔食藥咧，你根本唔會好翻嘅喎。
Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatara.Yeah, in this age of Kali, in the age of Kali, Krishna comes, avatar means one who comes down, Krishna comes in the form of his name.
在这个 Kali 年代 Krishna 是以他的姓名来去降凡的。
So, we can associate with Krishna through his name.
我哋咧就可以同咧 Krishna， 我哋咧从咧 Krishna 姓名当中咧可以同 Krishna 直接咧联谊嘅。
We have the best friend in Krishna. Krishna is the best friend.
Krishna 咧系我哋最好嘅朋友。
He is with us.
佢哋咧，佢 Krishna 咧系永远同我哋一齐嘅。
You know when you go to school, you have some friends, and then when you get a job, you have friends, different friends.
我哋读书嘅时候，我哋有一班朋友啦；做嘢嘅时候又有第二班朋友。
And we have so many different friends throughout our life.
我哋咧有好多唔同嘅朋友啦，喺我哋一生人当中出现过嘅。
But we neglect the one who is with us all the time.
但我哋咧原来成日忽略咗咧，我哋最好嘅朋友系时常同我哋一齐嘅朋友。
Krishna in the heart.
就系咧 Krishna 喺我哋心目中嘅 Krishna 啦。
He's not only we can have any relationship with him.
你可以有好多种唔同嘅关系嘅同 Krishna。
He can be your father, he can be your husband, he can be your child。
佢可以系你嘅丈夫啦，佢可以系你嘅爸爸啦，可以系你嘅小孩子嘅。
But he's always with us, and he always wants to help us。
但系咧，佢咧无论系同你有咩关系都好啦，佢都系永远咧想咧去帮助你，佢永远都系同我哋一齐嘅。
But we neglect。
我哋只不过系忽略咗佢啦。
当我们唱诵圣名时，就是在和至尊主 Sri Krishna 接触， 因为 Krishna 和他的名字没有区别。
When we chant Coca-Cola,
嗱，当如果我哋仲唱可口可乐
，it doesn't have the taste of Coca-Cola。
我哋会唔会真系饮到 Coca-Cola 咧？感觉到 Coca-Cola 嘅味道
？Doesn't quench any thirst。
亦都唔会令到我哋咧系解渴嘅。
You can chant tea, coffee, water, anything you like.
我哋可以试下咧，仲唱下水啊、茶啊、咖啡啊。
But they're all different from their name.
但系咧，佢哋其实同佢嘅名字咧，同佢本身嘅神物咧系唔同噶。
But when you chant Krishna's name,
但当你仲唱 Krishna 嘅名字咧
，Krishna and his name are the same.
Krishna 同佢嘅名字咧系一模一样噶。
嗯 ，Yeah, you have to chant the name nicely.
但系咧，你又要仲唱得 Krishna 嘅名字好听啲。即系好似咧，唔同人咧会嗌我哋嘅名啦。即可能咧，一啲警察咧喺街度啦，截停你咧，就话俾我睇你嘅身份证。
Are you Mr. Chen?
你系咪陈先生啊？佢可能系嗌我哋嘅名，但系咧系唔讲得咧，唔系话好好嘅。佢唔会用爱咧去嗌你嘅名字。可能咧喺班房入面咧，老师就话小陈啊。咁我哋老师咧嗌咧佢学生名字咧，但系咧系唔系用爱嘅感觉咧去嗌呼唤呢个名字嘅。当我哋要记住啦，当我哋咧重唱 Krishna 姓名嘅时候咧，我哋直接咧系同 Krishna 咧系有接触嘅。我哋咧一定要咧好好地咁重唱 Krishna 姓名。
我们应该始终牢记，如果把我们自己置于与 Krishna 的陪伴中，就必将得到全面的保护。
Krishna 咧系保护奉献者。你當然咧會好想有一個人咧係會喺一個物質世界當中咧保護我哋噶。咁咧好多人都會買保險啦。有啲人可能會有一間好大嘅屋啦，又會擺一個看衞喺守門口喎。或者咧養隻狗啦，去嚇走啲散步人啦。好多人咧会食好多药啊、维他命啊，去咧去保护自己啦，唔会令到自己生病。
So devotee of Krishna understands if Krishna wants to kill someone, nobody can save
him. Krishna 奉献者咧好清楚知道，如果 Krishna 想一个人离开，想杀死一个人嘅话，冇一个人咧可以保护到佢嘅。
And if Krishna wants someone to live, no one can.
如果 Krishna 咧想嗰个人咧系生存嘅，冇一个人系可以杀到佢嘅。Krishna 奉献者咧净系会咧依赖住 Krishna 嘅啫。如果 Krishna 想我哋死嘅话，我哋就会因为佢 Krishna 系话晒事嘅 ，Krishna 要我哋死嘅时候，我哋就会死噶啦。有啲人咧，好多好有錢啦，佢又想保護曬啲錢啦，唔想有任何人咧抽取佢哋嘅錢。
But it said, Krishna or God has 10 arms.
但系咧 ，Krishna 啦，或者咧神咧，系有十隻手嘅。
We only have two.
我哋咧就得一對手啫。
So if Krishna wants to take everything from us, he's got 10 arms. What can we hold on to?
如果 Krishna 咧想攞曬我哋啲嘢嘅，我哋可以做到啲咩咧？我哋得兩隻手。你同一時間啦，如果 Krishna 想俾我哋嘅時候， 佢可以俾我哋好多。我哋只系，我哋只需要咧降服于 Krishna。我哋咧只要归依俾 Krishna， 同 Krishna 讲，我就系你嘅仆人啦，你中意做乜就做乜啦。因为其实根本我哋而家拥有嘅嘢都唔系属于我哋嘅。当我哋出世嘅时候啦，我哋系带乜都冇嘅，咁出就出世噶啦。咁当我哋离去嘅时候，我哋都唔可以带走任何嘢。但我哋而家咧成日都会话咧，呢样系我嘅，嗰样嘢系我嘅。呢啲我嘅物业啦，呢啲我嘅钱。其实全部嘢都系 Krishna 嘅。所以奉献者咧只会咧系依赖住 Krishna 嘅啫。呢个边个咧？呢就是主菜坦尼啊。咁咧，呢一段诗词就讲到咧 ，Krishna 嘅名字咧有好多嘅能量嘅，唔同嘅能量。Krishna 有好多唔同嘅姓名。而呢啲所有唔同嘅姓名咧，入面都系充满唔同嘅能量嘅。咁咧，有冇特别嘅守则咧，系话规范住咧，你点去重唱咧 Krishna 嘅姓名嘅？我哋咧系可以咧啊练习啦，或者重唱啦 Krishna 嘅姓名咧，我哋可以隨時隨地在任何地方呢都可以呢練習重唱 Krishna 的聖名。咁呢有一個曼陀羅係叫 Gayatri Mantra 嘅，但係呢 Gayatri Mantra 呢淨係會喺特別嘅時分呢去唱嘅啫。同埋咧，你亦都要好小心啦。你喺乜嘢地方度重唱咧？我哋咧其實有好多好多嘅曼陀羅嘅，但係咧好多嘅曼陀羅都係咧有好多規範嘅。你要喺邊一度唱啦？幾多點唱啦？咩時刻唱啦？去重唱啦？咁 Lord Chaitanya 咧，佢就係咧帶 Hare Krishna 俾我哋啦。咁 Hare Krishna mantra 咧係可以喺任何地方、任何時間都重唱嘅。如果咧你唔喺你唔喺善良形態啦，如果你唔係咧一個素食者嘅話咧，你唔可以重唱 Gayatri mantra 嘅。任何人都可以重唱 Hare Krishna mantra 嘅话，就算佢唔系素食者，佢都可以重唱嘅。呢个就系 Maha mantra 嘅力量啦。
我亲爱的主，你是这样的仁慈，你赐予我与你姓名认识的联谊之中，在任何境况下都可以唱诵这一姓名。唱诵 Hare Krishna 并无硬性规则。
这个呢是的八分规入面的第二节的传译。一个奉献者呢会好想呢是去记得晒呢Lord Chaitanya 留下来的八分规的。咁咧喺中国啦，奉亲咧奉献者咧系有一个聚会嘅时候咧，佢哋都会重唱啦Lord Chaitanya 呢八分规嘅。 咁呢八分區咧就係、是、咧、一個對 Krishna 知覺入面收集嘅總結嚟嘅。咁 Lord Chaitanya 咧，佢本人咧就冇寫到任何個書籍嘅，但係佢淨係遺留咗咧依八分規。咁咧喺朝頭早啦嘅時候咧，temple 咧都有呢個習慣咧，係會重唱呢個八分規嘅。
唱眾時不的不專注。
我哋咧唱眾嘅時候咧，有時好唔專注嘅，呢一點我哋要小心。我哋要好小心啦，一定要咧系完全专注于咧我哋嘅颂唱。呢个咧系 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 嘅相片。佢系咧 Krishna 之教嘅先锋，系将咧 Krishna 之教咧系传到去西方嘅国家嘅。佢咧系喺十九世纪出现咧 ，Krishna 伟大嘅奉献者嚟嘅。
念诵时不专注或分心，是所有无烦的根源。
如果我哋咧念诵嘅时候咧唔专心啦，好多无烦咧都会因此而生嘅。咁我哋咧準備咧去睇下啦，究竟咩原因令到咧我哋唔專注咧？
念眾時不專注會產生錯覺，導致對聖名的嚴重冒犯。
呢一幅畫咧係其中一位奉獻者咧畫嘅，係咧我嚟解釋咧《博家梵歌》入面一段詩節嘅。咁咧你會見到啦，呢一條樓梯咧就係咧帶領我哋咧上去咧係可以咧同咧Radha and Krishna 咧匯合嘅。咁你會見到啦，一路咧樓梯啦越嚟落嘅時候咧，會見到啲字嘅喎。你就會知道有啲乜嘢嘅原因啦，乜嘢嘅質素啦，會令到我哋咧係會走進黑暗嘅。慾念啦、妒忌啦、貪婪啦、愚昧啦、愚昧、嫉妒。
So if we're developing these qualities,
如果我哋咧係有呢啲嘅質素嘅時候咧，我哋就會咧遠離咗 Krishna 噶啦。我哋咧要識得點樣去時刻檢查住自己，我哋又究竟有啲咩有咩進展？我哋咧究竟係非常之依附依個物質生活啊，定係還是咧越嚟越咧係放棄依種物質嘅生活嘅？我哋咧系想咧越嚟越唔依附噶。
当这些冒犯增加时，初级奉献者会逐渐失去对唱颂圣名的兴趣。不专注有三种。第一，对圣名漫不经心或缺少吸引。第二，懒惰。第三，心欲而麻。
第一種就係、是、總之係懶啦。你就係覺得根本就唔重要。我哋都唔係話都冇所謂啦，念同唔念都冇乜所謂嘅，唔係好在心啊。一路仲唱啦，一路做其他嘢喎。一路揸車咧，一路念 Jap， 一路念誦噶。如果你一路揸車一路念誦嘅話，其實你可以擺到幾多心機喺個念誦上面咧？咁有啲人咧就會咧一路咧睇住上網啦，一路仲唱嘅。有時咧可能你要等啦，上網可能 download 啲嘢啊嘅時候，等緊嘅時候咧，你就喺度仲唱啦。咁係冇錯嘅，咁你始終都係仲唱緊。咁我哋就係想人想每個人都仲唱。但係個眾唱呢就個力量呢就變得少啦，如果呢你一路眾唱一路做其他嘢嘅話。我哋應該係無時無刻都眾唱，24小時咁去眾唱。咁呢尋日呢有一個位女士同我講啦，佢呢瞓覺嘅時候呢都眾唱緊㗎喎。啊，唔係做錯咗事呢，啱唔啱嘅呢？我呢要頂拜你啦，因為呢你係一個偉大嘅奉獻者。你可以呢連瞓覺都仲唱㗎喎。佢咧其實唔係仲唱咗好耐嘅啦，好耐嘅啫。但佢竟然咧，連咧瞓著覺咧都仲唱緊。
She felt it was bad. She would wake up and she would want to stop chanting.
佢覺得咧自己梗係咧即係出現咗啲問題啦。佢想咧即刻起身，跟住想停咗個仲唱嘅。係啊，諗下可能唔係應該唔係咁嘅喎。咁咧，物質世界嘅生活啦，係有時苦有時甜嘅。咁 Krishna 咧就係咧，嘅超靈啦，成日都係 ，sorry， 佢咧就係咧一直喺度等待我哋咧，係去翻佢哋身邊嘅。咁咧 ，Prabhupada 咧就講過啦。
物質世界危險重重，人在任何時候都可能從崇高的地位上墮落下來。
你唔好期望在這個物質世界面可以找到永恆的快樂。
然而如果一個人通過念誦 Hare Krishna Mahamantra始終使自己保持純粹和穩定的話，就將會是安全的，這是毫無疑問的。聖典播加
你可以睇到呢幅畫啦，一個奉獻者咧喺度仲唱緊嘅時候，就算咧有一位美女咧走嚟咧係引誘佢嘅，佢都唔會受到影響嘅。因為咧，佢托庇於咧 Krishna 嘅姓名當中。
懶惰的意思是以混濁的心意念誦，在未完成完整的一圈之前就停止念誦，而去參加所謂重要的活動。 另一个症候是为了休息迫切要打断念诵。纠正懒惰的方法是培养一种强烈的愿望，即非常真诚专注地念诵规定圈数的欲望。
如果我哋瞓喺度念嘅时候咧，好容易就会想瞓着觉噶啦。你可以睇到咧，呢一位奉献者咧，佢咧坐喺度咧，整条腰咧系坐得好直嘅。有的时候咧，你会发觉咧，点解仲唱嘅时候你成日瞌眼瞓嘅咧？原因就系咧，你个脊骨咧系唔系直嘅坐得。
So you can practice that. Be conscious of that. Keep your back up straight. It will be good for your health and it will keep you awake.
所以咧，成日要提醒自己啦，我背脊咧要直嘅，咁咧可以咧，除咗令你身体好之外咧，亦都可以令你唔会瞌眼瞓嘅喎。好似咧一啲瑜伽师啦，当佢冥想嘅时候咧，佢会要着个腰骨咧坐到好直嘅。我哋亦都系瑜伽师嚟嘅喎。
念诵姓名的强烈欲望和渴望是最能取悦 Krishna 的，这是高质量念诵的基本要求。
心愿二嘛，
心愿二码产生错觉，是念诵时产生的所有其他诸如懒惰、漫不经心的原因。
因为呢当你是 不用心机去唱的时候呢，你开始呢是会享受呢你的心意啦，所想的东西啦。
The mind becomes active in contemplating different material
things. 那么你的心意呢又开始呢去想住很多物质上的欲望啦。
If we're not concentrating on hearing and chanting, then we're concentrating.
如果我们呢是不专注于聆听啦唱诵的时候啦，咁我哋嘅心意咧就開始咧又去諗呢啲物質嘅慾望啦，同埋享受噶咯喎。呢個咧係咧我哋心意嘅本質嚟嘅，係活躍啦，係心意嘅本質嚟嘅。如果我哋嘅念诵唔专注咧，令到我哋心意咧系专注于颂唱啦、圣名当中咧，我哋嘅心意咧就会去咗啦呢一个物质嘅欲望当中。呢个咧就系嘅错觉啦，就系咧我哋可以系享受呢、一个物质世界。灵性咧，同我哋嘅做我哋嘅心意咧，一定要咧专注喺聆听同埋颂唱当中嘅。
结果在念诵时听不到姓名，相反注意力被世俗的话题掠走。
如果我哋念诵嘅时候咧，唔系听紧自己去念诵嘅，相反咧注意力咧就会俾呢一个世俗嘅话题咧去吸引咗噶啦。
如果心愿意马，就应该祈求 Krishna 的仁慈。
我哋咧系冇错，系好需要咧 Krishna 嘅仁慈嘅。你可以咧喺张相度睇到啦，昆蒂皇后。因为咧 ，Krishna 咧系保护咗昆蒂皇后同昆蒂皇后嘅儿子咧好多好多次噶啦。佢咧系咧，系多谢咧 Krishna 咧俾佢哋嘅恩赐嘅。呢个咧系 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 啦。
Bhakti Vidota Ko 承認依靠自己的力量極難克服心願意馬。
Anatta.
Anatta means the dirty things in the heart.
Anatta 咧意思即係咧一啲心中心意中啦污糟污穢嘅事。
Remember what these dirty things were?
呢啲係乜嘢係我哋心目中嘅污糟嘢咧？貪婪啦，慾念啦。錢嘅出現咧，就係完全係因為我哋嘅貪婪啦、憤怒啦、嫉妒啦，同埋慾念嘅。我哋想要錢，但我哋仲想要多啲。我哋唔係淨係想要基本所需，我哋仲想要多啲、更多、更多嘅。呢啲咧就係、是。代表 anatta 啦，即系咧我哋物质嘅欲望。咁呢啲事咧系俾咗我哋嘅心意咧好多麻烦嘅。所以我哋嘅心意咧系唔能够和平。所以我哋咧系要尽快咧清洗咧我哋心目中嘅污糟嘢。我哋要明白啦，錢啦，同埋咧名氣啦，唔係咧令到我哋咧依個生命真正成功嘅原因。有好多好多嘅有錢人啦，佢嘅生活咧都係過得咧係好唔開心嘅。咁佢哋最終啊下一世會做啲乜嘢咧？都冇人會知道。只會可能咧係更多嘅痛苦。
因此最根本的方法是謙卑地、強烈地祈求 Krishna 的仁慈，藉著主的仁慈方有可能。
我哋咧系要依赖住咧 Krishna 嘅仁慈。呢一个奉献者应该认为咧，如果佢系受紧苦嘅，佢应该要认为咧，我系应该嘅，应该要受更多嘅苦嘅。但系因为系 Krishna 嘅恩慈啦，我而家受嘅苦咧已经系少咗噶啦。你應該要諗咧，我其實係一個大壞蛋，而家受嘅苦咧已經係少咗噶啦，係 Krishna 令到我受嘅苦少咗噶啦。當我哋開心嘅時候咧，我哋亦都要諗咧，呢個 Krishna 嘅恩慈。我根本咧就係唔值得啊有咁開心嘅事情發生嘅，係 Krishna 咧係嘅恩慈啦，令到我哋快樂嘅啫。
然而复苏对神手潜伏的爱并不依赖聆听和唱诵的机械体系，而是完全彻底地依赖于主的无缘仁慈。当主对奉献者的真诚努力感到全然满意时，便赐予爱心服务。
呢个咧 Prabhupada 嘅训示，我哋应该点样颂唱？
我们需要 Krishna 的仁慈，这样圣名便会受我们真诚的、充满爱心的念诵吸引，从而在我们的舌头上显现。Krishna 恰似太阳 ，Maya 好比黑暗。哪里有 Krishna， 哪里没有黑暗。
So、this is how to overcome the
咁就係我哋點樣去克服呢個物質嘅能量嘅方法。咁我哋只要呢有Krishna 知覺就得㗎喇。只要 Krishna 存在呢，所有嘅幻覺假象呢就會消失㗎喇。Maya 即係所有嘅壞嘅事情啦，所有嘅幻覺啦。Maya 即係我哋以為我哋係呢個身體，我係嚟呢度享受嘅，呢個世界係俾我去享樂嘅。咁呢個就係 Maya 假象，我哋忘記咗 Krishna。咁我哋呢一係呢就有 Krishna 知覺啦，如果唔係呢我哋就喺呢個假象之中。咁係只係是打一邊嘅啫，我哋成日都係一係就有 Krishna 知覺，一係就喺假象之中。咁喺呢分鐘我哋就喺 Krishna 知覺之中啦。咁我哋一走出呢度呢，去咗街度呢，我哋就變咗假象㗎啦，就忘記咗 Krishna 啦。咁我哋去睇到啲橱窗呢，商店嘅橱窗我哋就好吸引，好俾咁就忘记咗 Krishna。
念诵 Japa 是我们灵性生命的晴雨表，我们的念诵越强而有力，我们的灵性生命就会越发强壮健康。
咁你見唔見到寒暑表上面嗰啲？咁我哋呢個寒暑表呢就反映出我哋念誦嘅時候嗰個強烈嘅程度。咁有個故事呢，就係有兩個女士呢喺一個男士嘅屋裏面。咁佢哋兩個都發緊燒，咁呢個男士呢就請個醫生返嚟同佢哋睇啦。咁佢咁佢嘅太太呢，個醫生睇完之後呢就話啊，佢嘅發燒嘅程度好輕嘅啫，唔緊要嘅。咁而個仆人呢，另外一個女士就係佢嘅仆人啦，咁就發燒得好緊要，就話你要好小心咁照顧佢。咁佢嘅太太就好嬲啦，佢話我係你個太太喎，我應該發燒得緊要啲，你應該照顧我多啲。咁呢個物質世界呢，就係每個人呢都想發燒得，即係點呀，高燒，發高燒。Again?
The man had, there was a sick person, he had a fever, a big fever, so they brought the doctor gave an injection, and the patient died.
Okay. 咁有一次有一個人呢，又係發高燒。咁個醫生就嚟幫佢診斷啦，然後就幫佢打針，咁然後佢就死咗啦，打針。咁個醫生就話：係啊，咁我醫咗佢嘅發燒啊嘛。咁佢嘅發燒冇咗啦，但係個病人就死咗啦。不過冇啊，佢而家冇發燒啦，咁冇咩問題啦。咁我哋唔希望我哋發燒得太緊要啦，太高啦，但我哋又唔想死。咁我哋希望喺一個健康嘅狀態裏面。咁所以呢就要有啲好嘅念誦啦。
強烈的慾望表現在信心堅定地念誦每天規定的圈數， 即使身处逆境或艰难处境，仍然坚定努力地改善念诵的质量。因此要信心百倍地从事每一必须的行动，以求在数量上和质量上达到念诵的高标准。专注地聆听是念诵最主要的方面。Srila Prabhupada 解释，要全神贯注于曼陀罗的音阵，清晰地发出每一个名字，不要担心念诵太快。再一次重申，当你念诵时，要非常细心地聆听每一个词。人应该对主宰坦耶所言抱有信心、热情和确信，以此唱诵主的圣名，坚信只是通过唱诵 Maha Mantra 就能把人提升至最高的层面。Maha Mantra 是超然的音阵，无论人是否知道 Mantra 的意思， Mantra 都会起作用。尽管如此，当我们念诵 Maha Mantra 时，仍要知道我们确切地在祈祷什么。 Srila Prabhupada 解释道，我们念诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 时，向 Vada Krishna 祈祷，能从事对他们的服务。 Hare Krishna 的意思是 Hare Radharani 啊， Krishna 啊，请让我们服务你们，以此我才能摆脱对 Maya 的服务。 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 是一种土文，因此我们必须要完全明白 Maha Mantra 的含义，以祈祷的心态念诵。我们的念诵应该像失落的孩子向母亲强烈地哭喊一样，那应该是一种无助心态，全然依靠 Krishna 的心态。有时奉献者会问这样一个问题，在念诵时是否要想着 Krishna 的逍遥时光。让我们看 Srila Prabhupada 对此说了什么。在聆听声音和冥想逍遥时光之间，你无法区分两者，但是程序是聆听之后， Krishna 的逍遥时光、形体、品质等等将会自动在心意中出现。在另一处 Prabhupada 说道，通常而言只是唱诵和聆听，然而如果 Krishna 的逍遥时光进入到记忆中，那非常好，那应该是自然而然发生的，不是你人为地在忆记。 Srila Prabhupada 解释道，唱诵包括上下嘴唇和舌头的活动，在唱诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 时必须使用这三者。词语 Hare Krishna 应该非常清澈地发出来，非常清楚地听到。有时人借助于嘴唇和舌头，在念诵时会机械地发出嘶嘶的声音，而不是正确的发音。念诵其实非常简单，但是必须认真地实践。然而唱诵圣名不是一种机械的程序，它取决于祈祷的能量。这是一门奉爱的艺术，一种祈祷的形式，所以必须要以尊敬和奉爱去念诵。 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 是一种祈祷，祈求保护和救赎，祈求主神圣的临在，祈求有服务他的机会。
So
好抱歉啊，讲咗好耐。